Most weeks, tying in with what I call my gardening session of the show, I try to pick, well, maybe a particular vegetable or a fruit, tell you the advantages of growing it. In this case, I'm going to tell you the advantages of actually having it as a part of your diet, and it is indeed one of my favorite foods to talk about, and that's garlic. I'm going to tell you, I call it some, they always call it superfood stuff, but in the case of garlic, there's some real science behind it. To begin with, you know, people are always finding a cure for the common cold, and it turns out, believe it or not, that garlic may be the closest thing, especially that we have in nature. One study gave 146 subjects either a daily dose of allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. The subjects were asked to record any illnesses as well as to note the duration and severity of the symptoms. The subjects who took allicin got sick less frequently, and when they did, their illnesses didn't last as long as those of the control group. Another study found that people who didn't take a garlic supplement had colds that lasted 61% longer than in the study group itself. High blood pressure or hypertension is a risk factor for heart disease. Adding a garlic to your diet on a routine basis may help lower your blood pressure and reduce your risk. In a different study from back in 2005, they found that patients who took a garlic supplement or ate an adequate amount of garlic experienced a moderate reduction in blood pressure compared to the control group. Garlic also appeared to protect the cardiovascular system from oxidative damages. Another study tested various levels of garlic to see how much it would really take. If you eat 4 to 5 cloves a day, sounds like a lot, but it's really not mixed into your food, which ends up to be about 1,500 milligrams of allicin per day, it really began to show its protective qualities. LDL is the so-called bad cholesterol. A too high level of LDL is a risk factor for both heart attacks and strokes. There's evidence to suggest that taking a garlic supplement or, again, eating the right amount of garlic may reduce LDL levels. A different study found an average reduction of 12% in LDL levels in patients who ate an adequate amount, again, it's 4 or 5 cloves a day, and it also found a modest reduction in triglycerides. Other studies have shown the effects of garlic on LDL and HDL, total cholesterol and triglyceride levels. These studies found a reduction in both LDL and total cholesterol, a slight elevation in HDL, which is the good kind, and no appreciable effect on the triglyceride levels either way. One study looked at elderly patients who were given what we call the recommended amount of garlic on a daily basis. In other controlled studies, they noticed that garlic combated many of the diseases associated with aging and was beneficial in terms of protecting the brain from damage associated with dementia. The air we breathe and the water we drink is kind of full of stuff now, more so than ever, some of which may be very harmful to your health. So if we could find ways to combat these toxins, it could be essential. And we sort of have. And a group of people worked at a plant that actually made car batteries, which incidentally exposed them to lead, no matter how careful, it was found that garlic was just as effective at detoxifying their bodies as taking a commonly prescribed drug for the same problem, and had fewer side effects. Now, they're still working on this, but they've done a study on rats, got to use something, and osteoporosis, and found that garlic helped prevent bone loss. Now, no human studies have yet been done, folks. I try to give you things as I find them, but these early studies are certainly promising. And the findings, even if it doesn't go any further than this, is also interesting. Garlic is a nutritional powerhouse. It provides hefty doses of many essential nutrients, including manganese, vitamin B6, vitamin C, selenium, and is high in fiber. Many of us don't get the nutrients we think we do every day. So by adding garlic, you can help eat a more balanced, nutritious diet. Sort of in conclusion, garlic has a host of health benefits, and adding it to your diet, whether you eat it as a part of a meal or take a supplement, can protect your body and keep you healthy. I do prefer in almost all my foods to get the nutrients I need from the food I eat and take supplements only when it's really necessary. The only one so far, and I'm not very big on supplements again, I do take a D3, especially in the winter, and that may be just a waste of a dollar or two, but really not. And I have read that as far as we can tell, there's no bad reason not to take a D3 supplement. So as I age, I don't think our bodies are efficient, especially in assimilating some vitamins and minerals, D3 being in that picture. So that's kind of my little sell on that. But for the most part, eat a good round diet, eat the rainbow. You've heard us talk about that. Plant-based diets seem to be probably long-term better, although I'm definitely not against an adequate amount of red meat, fish, poultry, eggs. I guess I'm not a vegetarian, am I? Anyway, just food for thought, literally. That's what they say. And the more the merrier within certain parameters, because I guess some people find it offensive. You have to be a little bit careful where, when, who you eat it with. But I think the benefits outweigh the problems. Let me add a little in addition study that's just off the top of my head, but from so much interest in garlic, I've kind of accumulated some knowledge about it over the years. If you're going to use it to cook, you're going to use it in your salads, you get more goodness out of the garlic if you'll go ahead and smush it, crack it, or if you're going to shave it, whatever, at least 15 or 20 minutes ahead of the use. There are some true studies that show it oxidizes, that the allicin in it becomes more available if it's been exposed to the air for a while. So just consider that. I always kind of smush mine up on the side and get everything ready if I'm going to put it in my, I happen to like it even in my pico de gallo. And yes, you do acquire a taste for it. It's like some other things like cilantro. Some people just don't like cilantro. As a matter of fact, there's some science that show we have different genes that certain people really do think cilantro tastes like soap. No wonder they don't like it. So I hope this little study at least gives you a thought on adding garlic as part of a healthy diet. On a totally different subject, but someone actually approached me yesterday, I guess because they know I do this show and I do stick my nose to the educational grindstone a few hours each week before I do it. But what came up is she and her husband had caught a severe case of coronavirus. He had to be hospitalized and on oxygen. She got through it without that. But she asked me what I thought after the fact of not getting shots, which she and I could have discussed forever. Now she's going to get her shot. Interesting, huh? Her vaccine. And as soon as she's legal able, it gives you a few weeks after you've had corona before they recommend getting, they call it jabbed. But what she came up with that I went to look for. And I did a couple of hours and I armed with a whole year study or so worth of me checking this stuff out. I have to mention it. It's about coronavirus cases. Researchers say one fact is clear. It's people, not surfaces, that should be the main cause of concern. Evidence from super spreading events where numerous people are infected at once, especially like in crowded indoor space, clearly point to airborne transmission. And these same scientists say, quote, you have to make up some really convoluted scenarios in order to explain super spreading events with contaminated surfaces. Accordingly, households can also ease up. Quarantining groceries or disinfecting every surface is just going further than you really need to. There's a lot of work, and it also is probably not reducing your exposure to the COVID very much at all. Instead, reasonable hand hygiene, of course. That means washing your hands as often as convenient. And according to this study, wearing a mask and social distancing to reduce exposure from close contacts is a better place to focus your efforts than cleaning surfaces. We now know, especially with the new Delta, that it is even more transmissible through the air than the previous COVID-19 was. So to sort of sum up, folks, hand washing is crucial because surface transmission cannot be completely ruled out. But it's more important to improve ventilation systems or install air purifiers than it is to sterilize surfaces. If we've already paid attention to the air and we have some extra time down the road and resources, then yes, wiping down those high-touch surfaces like doorknobs and railings is certainly not harmful and could be helpful. But that's way down the list from cleaning the air, making sure there's lots of ventilation, still maintaining distances in crowds. That's the important thing that will protect you, your children, and indirectly your older relatives, me. That's the reason we worry about it. This is not a non-transmittable disease, folks. 630,000 people just in the United States that are dead can't be all wrong. To put a personal touch on it, I don't know a few. I know several, or maybe I could even use the word many people that have now been through this and made it. Unfortunately, the majority of those people, especially the ones that got really ill, my story is the same as everybody else's, they did not get their vaccine. And I may know one that still says that he is not going to get the vaccine, but I think all of them that have come to mind right now learned a valuable lesson when they went through it, and they were lucky enough, young enough, or healthy enough that they, let's just use the word, survived, but they certainly made it through. Although, there's another end of the study that we don't even know about and won't for a few years. Some of this stuff does permanent damage to your body that may not even show up right now. There's no doubt, there's facts already showing that to be true. So be careful with it. I'm not supposed to get on my soapbox on my own show, but this thing's been with us long enough that we really need to get a grip on it. And that's something that we have to work as a group on. That's something that individuals can all do their little duty, but this has to be a kind of a mass acceptance of the fact that this is really, really a dangerous worldwide problem. Thanks for tuning in, Organic Matters. Tell your friends, all they have to do is put in Organic Matters in most any podcast outlet they use, whether it's Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher. I don't remember to name them all now. But it's there. It's free. I intentionally don't do this for money. And if you ever need me, it's natureapproved@yahoo.com. Natureapproved@yahoo.com.